$1,000 cash giveaway.
With free entry, it's a Friday night carnival that everyone can enjoy.
So get your friends and family together at Canterbury Park this Friday for Kia Friday Night Racing. Hospitality packages start at $60 in the Guinness restaurant.
To find out more, visit theraces.com.au.
The Central Coast is alive with thundering hooves. And Sky Sports Radio is right there. Thursday, it's Cup Day at Gosford, plus the thrilling takeover target. Sky Sports Radio has all the Gosford tips. Thursday morning at 10.
60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology.
Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details.
60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance on now. Go!
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:04 with Sean Cosgrove. We've got a great day today at Tataree Racing there. Helen Sinclair joins me. Morning, Helen.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, how does your day look today?
Look, it's a beautiful day on the coast today. It's a nice, fine day. I think it'll be about 30, 31 degrees. The track is a good 3. And the rail's out 2. And we've got maximum field size of 12. So you're in with a chance if you can get on today.
All right. Now, have you had any rain recently?
Look, we've had the odd little scuddy shower here and there, but not enough to even report. We've been irrigating heavily, and the track is in superb condition.
All right. Terrific. So the rail just sitting out 2 metres the entire circumference. I reckon with the warm weather and that irrigation, you'd have fair grass cover too.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful cover, Sean. As always here, Scott Olsen does a wonderful job.
Yep, there are always good reports about your track, Helen. So, Tari today, perfect conditions for you.
That's right.
Thanks, Helen. Good luck.
Thanks.
Helen Sinclair at Tari. Now, it's 10:05. There, Priscilla Looker joining me now to find all the winners. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. And, yes, I just heard Helen on the line, like everyone in New South Wales, which is desperate for a little bit of rainfall for these tracks, but I will say they have been holding up considering the conditions, and Tari has played very well for quite some time. It's a beautiful little track, and I'm sure it will race nicely throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, as I mentioned, everyone always gives it a good rap, Tari, don't they?
They do, and I don't know, there's just a vibe when you go to the place. The track always looks beautiful, the staff, everyone's so accommodating, and they generally get good field sizes to accommodate the club, which is great to see. And I thought we've got some very, very open races today. I actually struggled to find a best bet on the card because there's, you know, 3 or 5 live hopes in every race.
Well, that means value if you find a winner.
It does, with a bit of luck.
And you're going to find 7 for us. I'm totally confident now.
I am certainly going to try.
All right, now the first today. Number one, Editors, $3.40. 2 Valbeta is $2.70. 3 Dual Escape, $6. 4 Stiletto Vixen, $11. Number 5, Dixie Lad is $11. 6 Port Gold, $4.60. 7's out, and 8 Jackknife, $15. Our favourite, number 2, Valbeta, $2.70. In the late riding change, Josh Adams is on number 3, Dual Escape for Kristen Buchanan.
I've actually gone with Editors here, although I don't feel like there's a lot between the top 3 in the market. 1, 2, 8 and 6, I just like him, Editors. He's got the home track advantage where 3 of his wins have come. I imagine he's on a country championship qualifying campaign because he's had the 17 starts now and he's had the 4 wins. But I feel he's racing well. He was a winner first up at Tari. That was over the 1,400 metres. And then but it was a little bit disappointing second up, naturally, as you would expect. And then last start, he hadn't run for about 4 weeks, and he finished fourth. He raced in restricted room. I thought he was held up at the top of the straight. But I just liked the fact that he knuckled to get into the line. He was only beaten 1.4 lengths. From the inside gate, I understand the big weight's a bit of a concern, but I just thought from the gate he should get the best run in transit. 12.50 will certainly suit him. Over the 2 in Valbeta, this mare is just racing so honest. She really deserves the win this campaign. She's had 3 runs back from a break, and she's been runner-up on all occasions. I thought she'd done a good job last start behind Bancroft. He just found the front. He proved very hard to run down. She over-raced a little bit early. She was given a squeeze from what looked like a bit of a sticky gate, and she just got running for about 200 metres there. Then she was held up rounding the corner. Once again, she's drawn that little bit awkward. Senior rider goes aboard, but if she gets any outs of luck, she's going to take some beating here. The 8 in Jackknife, I didn't mind, he's the first up run. That was at Scone over the 1,100 metres. He was only beaten the 2.2 length. I think he'll appreciate dropping the 2.5 kilos. Getting up in distance will definitely suit him. And he's a 2 times winner, second up in the past. And the 6 in Port Gold, she's just flying. She's in a purple patch of form. She's drunk 3 wins together, all on the Taree track. And then she finished 5th when stepping up in grade last start. Beaten the 4 length, also coming out of that Bancroft race. But she's a little mare with a residual fitness on her side, and back to 12.50 is definitely a help. 1, 2, 8, and 6 for me in race 1.
All right, now race 2, Josh Adams is on number 1, Dragon's Flyer, and it is an $8 chance. 2 is out. 3 Lakefield Target, $6.50. 4 Mr. Vinci, $5.50. 5 Just Magic, $41. 6 Fearless Miller, $2.40. Number 7 is Imar, $4.40. 8, The Good, The Bad, $8, 9 out, and number 10, Floss's Dream, $21. Our favourite is 6, Fearless Miler, at $2.40.
I was pretty keen on a karaoke, and he came out this morning, so I am left with the 6 in Fearless Miler, or Miller, 6, 7, 4, and 3. Look, she's trialled okay. She has been ridden along on both occasions. She's had 3 trials overall, 2 being this preparation. She finished second in a Gosford trial over the 800 and then went to Newcastle over the 900. She was in behind the leaders. She was given a squeeze just probably the last 100 metres. So she did improve from the first to the second trial. So obviously looks like she's got a little bit of upside. She's drawn a good gate today with Travis Wolfgram to ride. So she should get a nice run in the field. The 7 in Miss Ema, she's just been knocking at the door to win a race, and really her luck's gone against her at the last few starts. She has drawn the inside gate today. She's got enough speed to put herself into the race. She was only beaten a length last start behind Mr. Demon, and she fell on her nose out of the barriers. So she stepped away cleanly today. If she leads, I think that might be the best thing for her, so she can just get a clear run at them. She just finds a lot of traffic, but she has been placed 3 from 13. The 4 in Miss Savici, also coming out of, well, she's actually the stablemate to the 7 here in Miss Ema, and I thought she ran very well on debut at Taree back on the 23rd of December. She finished 4th. She raced a little bit green, and she was a bit wayward over the concluding stages. Probably better for the outing. We'll strip that little bit thither and just needs to make that natural improvement, as we see horses do from their first to their second career start. And the 3 in Oakfield Target, another one that has trialled up okay. I think there was a little bit of money on tab.com.au for him this morning. Has had 1 run back from a break that was at Newcastle over the 900 metres. So certainly finds an easier race today with the tongue tie going on for the first time. 6, 7, 4 and 3, mean race 2.
And the one you like that scratched, I've had a look at its 2 trials, Karaoke, the 2nd on the Beaumont and the 3rd at Newcastle. They were lovely soft trials, weren't they?
Yeah, I have to keep an eye out to see where he has his first start from, because he's definitely been well schooled up at the trials.
Yeah, definitely. Looked very, very, very soft trials. Now, the 3rd event, and we've got no scratchings. 1 Wild Kingdom, $6.50. 2 Mark My Word, $6. 3 Takaraka is $6.50. 4 Victory in Paris, $34. 5 Charlie's Law, $4.80. 6 I Am Baymax, $34. 7 Comanche Force, $13. Number 8 Splash of Lime, $7. 9 is Valesco, $19. 10 Field Helmet, $5. 13 Syrah, $9.50. And eleven Syrah, $9.50. And number 12 Waiheke Island, $81. Favorite $4.80. Number 5 Charlie's Law.
Found this a very open race. 2, 5, 7, and 10. I've come up with a 2 on top here in Mark My Word. He said 3 runs back from a break. He went to a Tab Highway first up. That was on the 1st of December. And to be fair, he was beaten a 6.3 length. His next run at Scone, I thought he was disappointing, but I just thought he showed improvement last start. He stepped up to the mile. That was over the in a benchmark 58, and he was only beaten the 2 lengths. So he dropped 2.5 kilos on that run. A bit of a gear change with him. They've taken the nose roll off. The blinkers go back on him. And the tongue tie also goes on. So I just think that Maybe that will flip the switch if it's him. He showed a fair bit of promise early on. He strung a couple of wins together, and maybe this time in he's just taken a few runs to come to hand. But definitely last start suggests that he's on the up. In for second, I've got the favourite, the five in Charlie Glore. I thought he'd done a good job last start. He got a long way back. The winners were too good. They just kept running. The margin was 5.6 lengths, but he just had to go looking for runs in between runners there. I think had he got a clear passage earlier on in the straight, he certainly would have finished off stronger. Louise takes a kilo and a half off today, and he's drawn well, so he definitely looks well-placed from the Chris Lee's yard. The 7 in Comanche Falls, she's on the weak backup from Kempsey last Monday, where she finished 5th behind Cool Prince. She's only beaten the 2.8 lengths. Of course, we've seen Bon Costa come through that race yesterday to win at Coffs Harbour. So, been placed a couple of times at the miles. He's a winner for the 1500, but just a little fit mare with no weight on her back. And the 10 in Field Helmet coming off that last start win, although it was at Barrable there, that was on Boxing Day. Might just take a little bit of confidence off that. Carried the big weight of 60.5 and dropped down to the minimum. So, probably a horse, if he reproduces that, he can run well here. 2, 5, 7, and 10 for me in race 3.
All right. Now, in the 4th, Josh Adams is on Grand Exit, number 7 for Christian Buchanan. And in this, number 1, Osbred Trump is $151. 2, Mr. Piquet, $650. 3, Nuclear Burst, $3. 4, Pullman Brown, $12. 5, Royal Monarch, $440. 6 is out. 7, Grand Exit, $460. Number 8, Swinger, $16. 9, Oakfield Empire, $18. 10, Oakfield Poet, $9. Number 11, Peggy's Time, $18. 12, Hound, 13, Secret Largo, $34. 14, Ticket to Kentucky, $126. 15, 16 out. Favourite 3, even. Number 3, Nuclear Burst.
I was pulling my hair out with this race. So I just couldn't decide which way to go. And I ended up settling on the 5 here. 5, 3, 7 and 8. 5 on top in at Royal Monarch. I just think that his debut run had plenty of merit. That was at Scone on the 29th of December. It was over the 1,300. He drew the outside gate, and he just had no luck in the run. He was 3 wide the entire. I thought he looked a winner on straightening, and just condition gave out. He was only beaten the 1.2 length. Probably a horse that will improve with the experience, and I don't know where he gets from the gate. He's drawn awkward once again, but the fact that Chris Lees has elected to run him here gives me a little bit of confidence, and he's coming back to the 1250, so I just feel that he'll make nice improvements. In for second, I've got the favourite, 3, Nuclear Burst. On form, you know, this horse is going to be very hard to beat. He's been runner-up 3 of his 6 runs. Just haven't been overly wrapped with his 2 runs back this preparation, although last time out he was only beaten a 3.4 length in probably a tougher race at Scone. I like the fact that the blinkers go on him for the first time. I think that's what he was looking for last time out. From the gate, he's going to get a nice run and maybe even settle in behind the leaders there. But third up, he should be at his peak. He's in the informed yard of Kim Waugh. And every time she brings the horses up to the coast, they are very competitive. And I just feel that maybe he's needed the 2 runs back this time. And I guess the query is he's been on big tracks this preparation. He gets back onto the tighter track at Taree, but all you can do is get a few placings and to be out of maiden company, and that he's got on his side. 7 in Grand Exit went to a strong race first up at Wyong. Loved the run, got a long way out of the ground over the 1,000 metres and worked into it wide and finished off strongly, beating the 2.8 length. Just don't know where she gets from the gate today, whether she is that little bit closer stepping up in distance or whether they just have to ride her quiet and just let her have one last run at them. She's another one that's been placed 4 from her 6 starts, so getting better all the time. And the 18 Swinger, she's had no luck. She's in her first preparation of racing. She's been placed the 3 from 5. She's been getting a long way out of the ground. She's been covering ground from bad barriers. And today's the first time in her career that she has actually drawn a little bit softer. She is a mare that can get herself a little warm in the yard, so it is important that she remains calm, stay in the hot conditions. But Louise knows her, and I think that is a definite plus. 5, 3, 7, and 8 for me in race 4.
A few chances in that, Priscilla, aren't
there? There is a few chances, and naturally, being a big field, you generally see a few hard luck stories, but a couple of horses that have been racing very well for their past few starts, and perhaps whichever one gets the best run here today certainly will be out of maiden company, but definitely not an easy race.
Right, we go to race 5. Now, one chance at only $7.50, two Diamond Deluxe, $2.90, three Rainy on Sunday, 7, 4 out, 5 Seal and 5.50, 6 Miss Nelly, 10, 7 El Casco, $3, 8 out, 9 Stands at 23, 10 Keeping Watch, 41. The favourite number 2, Diamond Deluxe, $2.90.
I kept coming back to this mare. I don't like the fact that she's got to carry the 61 kilos up 2.5 off her win last start at Coffs Harbour, but she's just the in-form horse in the field. She finished third at Musselbrook 3 starts ago. That was over the 1750. She then went to Tuncurry. She stepped up to the 2100, and I thought she was very good to win under the big weight of 60.5. She got a little bit tired, as you would expect with that weight, but she was just determined to get the job done. She went to Coffs Harbour over the 2,000 metres. Once again, she was rewarded by a win. Her winning margins aren't huge. She just gets there, but she's doing the job, and we've seen a little bit of form come through both of these races. She's been placed on the track. From the gate today, she should get a nice run. Her usual racing pattern is to settle in behind the speed, so I just don't want to see her really held up with this big weight. But she's got the fitness on her side. She's got the winning form on her side, and I just think, you know, if anything, maybe a little bit of bad luck beats her here. The 5 in Selim, he hasn't run for about 4 weeks. He's had that little freshen up from the run at Tuncurry, where he finished third behind Diamond Deluxe, and he was only second up into his preparation. He led them up early and took the sit about 1,000 metres out, then had to manoeuvre his way off the fence and get into clear running. But I think today he'll roll along from the barrier, and if he gets in cheap sectionals, he's going to be hard to beat. He's only in with half over the limit. Michaela Weir to ride him, and naturally he would feel third up into his preparation. He should be at his peak, and he's a little fighter. He's only won the 2 from 16, but he's certainly doing a good job this time in. 3 in Raining on Sunday. She's really turned her form around this campaign. She finished second on Melbourne Cup Day at Taree. She went first up over the mile, wasn't beaten far there, and then went to Gunnedah within a benchmark 66, and she finished second behind Uncle Sugar, and then she was rewarded with a win on Boxing Day. I know it was only non-tab grade, but that was over the 1,800. She'll drop 2.5 kilos today after the claim for Molly Partridge. And just the fact that she's been to Taree 3 times and been placed on 2 occasions, I think she's going well enough, even though her form has been in non-tab company. And the top weight in Chalcedony. Look, we've got a couple of maideners in this field. This horse has won 7 races and 5 on the home track at Taree. He's got to carry the big weight of 63.5 kilos, but he's carried the weight in the past. He's been chipping away okay this preparation, and this is the first time this time in that he gets up to the 2,000 metres where he is a winner. So he'll need a good ride today with that big weight, but maybe class can help him get the job done here. 2, 5, 3, and 1 for me in race 5.
All right, race 6 now. Travis Wolf Graham is on the 10 taken on Chance. 1 Patriot, 14. 2 Gordon's Leap, $5. 3 Invincible Tammy, $2.80. Number 4 Odds Are Evens, $10. 5 2 Easy Bro, $5. 6 out, 7 Miss Fisher, 9. Number 8 Lips and Lashes, $6.50. 9 out. 10 taken on Chance, 15. 11 I'll Take Money, 151. 12 Wolfram, 34. 13 Royal Duke, 51. Favourite here at $2.80. Number 3 Invincible Tammy.
Now, I kept coming back to her, Invincible Tammy. I am 3, 2, 5, and 4. She's just a little speedster. She loves the 1,000 metres. She's been racing in Class 3s in Tab Highways at her past few runs. She was a winner first up at Ballina. That was back in November over the 1,000 metres. I thought she'd done a good job. She looks a more mature mare this time. In last preparation, she had a habit of getting quite hot in the yard, but she was fairly relaxed. She had a little trial in between that first and second up run, and thought she ran a meritable race at Royal Randwick over the 1,000 metres where she finished third. I know she was beaten 3 lengths, but she runs to the best of her ability. And then last start in the Tab Highway in that grade, just the 1,100 metres saw her out. I thought she loomed as a winning chance and just couldn't really go on with the job. But Leah Kiwanis goes back aboard. She knows this mare well. She's drawn a good gate. If she doesn't lead, she'll be right in behind them. And 1,000 metres just suits her down to the ground. two in Gordon's Leap. He's definitely the horse I want to be following out of the race. He can really gallop this horse. Lisa Shepherd trains him, and she trains out of Port Macquarie, but he just went forward in leaps and bounds this preparation. We've seen him win at Grafton over the Carnival, over the 1400. He then finished third at Coffs Harbour on Cup Day behind Ethopex, and then he won a Tab Highway over the 1400. We usually see Lisa trial her horses. This horse, we haven't seen at the trials, but I think the 1,000 metres, they may just be a little bit nippy for him, but it certainly looks a nice race to kick off his preparation, and he's definitely one horse that will be heading towards that championship qualifier at Port Macquarie in February. The 5 in Too Easy Bro has been racing well. He's probably racing men have really worked against him at his past few starts. He's over-raced, he's covered ground, he's wanted to hang. But Chris O'Brien's had a couple of sits on him now, and he does drop 3.5 kilos. So he's got the fitness on his side. Just the awkward gait and where he's going to settle in the run today, I don't know. And the 4 in Odds and Evens, I thought she trialled very well at Kempsey last week over the 1,000. They just come out the gate fairly quiet on her, and then getting to the corner, they back the speed off, and Belinda just let her roll up around the field, and she went to the line under a stranglehold. She's got a great fresh record placing the 2 from 4. Just whether she's got that, you know, whether she's fit enough first up to do work from a bad barrier, but she's won the 3 from 11 and certainly a smart little mare. 3, 2, 5, and 4 in a very interesting race.
Rightio, now Adrian Leight is on number 10, Danger Woman, in the final event, race 7. 1 Found Out, $10. 2 Salty Rain, 6. Number 3, Monaco Sniper, 5. 4 Extreme, 260. 5 Ibea Dancer, 460. 6 Crystal Kingdom, 12. 7 Dia Vernon, 19. 8 and 9 Out, 10 Danger Woman, 34. 11 Blue Moon Dream, 13. 12 Advalady, 71. 13 Out. 14 Cosmic Energy, 151. 15 Superior Office, 71. 16 Out. Favourite 260, number 4, X Dream.
It does not get any easier here, that's for sure. 2, 5, 3, and 4. I've got the 2 on top here in Salty Rain. Now, he went to Coffs Harbour first up back in December. That was over the 1,000 metres behind Manic Treasure. She's since come out to win once again, and he was only beaten the 4 lengths. He got back a long way, and they were a little bit nippy for him over the 1,000, and he didn't have the best of running transit getting to the line, but he went to Inverell, and I know he got a long way back, and he had every chance back along the inside. He dived through, and I thought he looked the winner. Whether it was a case of he had a bit of a stargaze and a bit of a think about things, or whether it was the fact that he just peaked on his run, today's third up, he's 1 for 1 on the track. Peter Graham knows him very well. You would think he should be at his peak fitness. He's only a little horse, but he's carried the weight in the past, and he is coming out of a class 3 where a few of these horses are coming out of maiden. The 5 in Ibea Dancer, brilliant to win first up at Coffs Harbour. There's been a stack of form come through that race. She was a winner back on the 27th of December over the 1,200 metres. And I wanted to put her on top, but I just kept looking at her second up form where she's had 3 starts and she's yet to record a placing. She just runs so well fresh, and maybe that takes its toll on her second up. And from the gate, I'm not sure where she's going to end up. Robert Thompson rides her, so I'm sure he'll give her a nice run. But a first-up effort should definitely top her off. And she's had a little bit of time to get over that run. She gets the home track advantage, which is definitely always a plus. The 3 in at Monaco Sniper, I know the yard have quite a big opinion of this horse, and they were fairly keen to get into that qualifier at Port Macquarie. But he obviously needs to get a few more points in the rating system because he's only lightly raced, having the 2 starts for 1 win, and that was first up at Taree. I thought he was super. He covered a little bit of ground. He was hard ridden at 600. You would have thought he was going to run last, and he just found another gear on straight, and he balanced up, and the margin was 1.9 length. So I thought he had a little bit of cleaning up to do in the yard. He was carrying a bit of condition. He was a little bit hot, so probably plenty of upside. It's just going straight out of maiden company to a class 2. Is a little bit of a query, but he certainly looks a promising type. And the 4 in Extreme, he falls into the same category of Monaco Sniper. He was a last start maiden winner at Coffs Harbour. Admittedly, he was just in a class of his own. He found the front. He was never in doubt. The margin was 2 lengths, and his also lightly raced, only having three career starts. So these horses coming straight out of maiden, whether they can take that step to class two, or these horses that have been racing in tougher company, I don't know how this race is going to play out. I'm just hoping that Salty Rain can get the job done. 2, 5, 3, and 4.
On a tough day, any good things here, Priscilla?
Oh, I couldn't find one, Sean. As I mentioned, I liked one earlier on in the day, and he was scratched. But I just, every race, I kept trying to find a best bet. I kept coming up with, you know, two or three other horses why I shouldn't make it a best bet. But I don't know. I think it's a tricky day. I think we're in for a brilliant day's racing. And as I mentioned, a few of these horses are getting ready to knuckle down on these country championships, you know, on their getting runs under their belt, and a few of people are trying to get the ratings up, and we've got a few horses that are on the borderline as far as how many runs they have had. So it's all about planning the preparation and picking these races out, but I'm sure we'll see some nice horses coming through in the next few weeks.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Priscilla. We look forward to hearing the late mail today from Taree.
No worries. Thank you, Sean.
Priscilla Looker there, 29 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Now, let's update.
If you're finding off-the-rack suits don't fit properly, from January 20 to 21, Signature Bespoke's expert tailors can mesh you up for a suit that will fit you perfectly. With two tailored suits and two shirts from just $650. Book an appointment now at signaturebespoke.com.au.
Now, let's update the latest news in sport with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cosy. Well, 14 Aussies are in action on day one of the Australian Open with James Duckworth, the first local at Rod Laver Arena against Rafael Nadal. Men's defending champ Roger Federer closing the day one action. Cam Bancroft hit an unbeaten 87 for the Scorchers to sink the Sixers in the Big Bash, while the Sydney Thunder are second on the leaderboard after a 71-run win over the Strikers. Steve Smith prepares for an elbow surgery tomorrow, and cricket officials are checking their calendars to see when he might be back in action, with reports recovering might take up to 12 weeks, and Australia must name their World Cup squad by April 23rd. Western Sydney Wanderers coach Marcus Babbel has called for A-League refereeing standards to improve after his side's 4-3 loss to Perth Glory, while earlier Sydney FC held off Adelaide United 2-1, Sydney currently sits second on the table, tied with Melbourne Victory. And in Premier League this morning, Everton have picked up a much-needed win, beating Bournemouth 2-0 at home, while Man United claim their sixth win in a row with a 1-0 victory over Tottenham. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio has your perfect start to a winning day. HQ is the complete package of all the day's vital racing information.
She'll get a lovely run just in behind the speed.
She's got a win in her very soon.
From 10, we'll preview the major New South Wales meet, and you'll hear from all the newsmakers, trainers, jockeys and owners. Racing HQ is required listening every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Look, there's no easy way to do this, but I can't work here anymore. You know I love it here. In fact, you're the reason I've stayed here so long. It's just the time has come. I have got to get home for dinner.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Sky Sports Radio loves discussing all the summer sport and racing excitement. Jimmy Smith, Matt Burke, Stuart Clark and Andrew Webster share the chair. And no, backward in coming forward.
Yes, he cheated. They wanted to apportion blame elsewhere rather than accept responsibility.
Sunday to Friday morning, wake up to sport on Sky Sports Radio.
Your next chance to experience Kia Friday.